Good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Today, I'm starting us off with Drop by SHD from the Evident Wear compilation, which I played a song from last week, and I've been listening to it quite a bit. I've got an hour of really good electronic music for y'all, so keep it locked for the next hour, and let's get this beautiful day started. Those first two songs, pretty outrageous tunes, if I may. The first one was Drop by SHD, and that last one that just finished was Late at Night by Beta Libre and James K, which I just haven't been able to get enough of. It has such a, like, 90s techno house feel. That I feel like saying that made me feel like a casual, but I know what I'm talking about, I promise. But just the main synth line in that is beautiful. It's so... It's just super retro, but that song was released this year. And this one is Puerto Kickstart by Tweaks, which I listened to quite a bit this summer. Real good tune. I don't have too much to say about it. I'm just excited to start this beautiful morning with some electronic music. It's amazing outside. The birds are chirping. The sun is shining. I'm wearing short sleeves and I don't have a jacket. And I don't need a jacket. And that's beautiful. It's always a good time in the studio. Always a good time at the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. I'm going to let this one play out, but stay tuned. I'm going to get into a little more like introspective electronic music territory. But as for now, it's just like fun time, you know? When isn't it a fun time?
Where will the mundane bliss go to stand?
Sounds like a brilliant social commentary piece that you're going to do. Can you just finish that last bit?
Not spread out enough. Oh, it's getting better now. No way!
Power score is what they tell
you. Get it moving. Move it.
Yes.
Christ almighty.
That's just better.
Wow.
That's still worth up, please.
Thank you. Don't tell me you know what it means to breathe. There's no world me and mine haven't seen, you best believe. Tell me what you know about growth. Tell me what you know about me. There's been blood in our teeth since our first meal. Don't tell me you know what it means to see. There's no love me and mine haven't grieved, you couldn't feel. We don't know what it is to sleep when each night your eyes bleed. Cause there's not a lot of steps between peace and utter misery when you're 17 and all you have is love and dreams. Those tunes we made as teens gave us a way to grieve and get out of the skin. But those early scars never leave. And those tunes in our heart gave us a path out of the dark. But we still get lost without the light when we leave. This pain is real.
Alright, that last track was To Have You from For Those I Love, from the album For Those I Love, which I was just telling Lily, who's in the studio with me right now. It's one of my favorite records of the past few years. It's obviously an Irish guy who made a bunch of progressive house music, and he sort of dedicated it to his friend who died. And it's just a really beautiful piece. It's all sort of spoken word over house beats. And it's just really heartfelt and touching, and it's a beautiful depiction of grief. Anyways, I've got Bjork playing now. This is 5 years from Homogenic, if you're not familiar. Bjork kind of speaks for herself, but you know, Bjork's Bjork. I can't say anything about Bjork that's never been said before, so I'm going to let you listen to it. Once again, this is 5 years, and the last track was To Have You by For Those I Love.
Show me your palms.
Alright, it's time for a PSA. There comes a time in every radio show. And my friend Lily is here to do the PSA. So take us away, Lily.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody's ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Haha, that's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination and take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Lily. You heard it here first. That's our PSA for today. The song that we've been talking over is Tunnel Vision by Mount Kimby, which is from their first album, Crooks and Lovers. As a high schooler, I thought that their more recent work, their album Love What Survives, is better, but it's not. Crooks and Lovers stays winning. I've been revisiting lately, and it's just incredible. But yeah, I've been a very big Mount Kimby fan in my time, and I'm getting back into it now. Anyways, my next track is from a, I believe, Irish artist named Lola Hush, and this is When I'm Not Awake, I'm Dreaming of You. It was a single from their album that came out last year, I think, but I think the single may have come out maybe late 2021. I don't know. For a while, it was in rotation, and I've also just recently kind of rediscovered it. It's kind of a, it takes a minute to pick up, but I don't know. It's a good one nonetheless. Y'all will enjoy, I hope. Thank you.
final sail. All I ever tried to make was stays depicting music I knew nobody would play. When the crash came, pulled me under. All I ever tried to show were words to go with notes that I knew nobody would hear. When I'm not awake,
All right, that's been another cute little batch of tunes. Night Sky by James Blake was two songs ago, from his new album, which is titled Playing Robots into Heaven, which is an album I'm not very fond of. Sorry, Mr. Blake. But that song is great, Night Sky. And then that last song was When I Grow Up by Fever Ray from their self-titled album, which is just insane. Fever Ray is one of the most important musicians alive right now, I think. And I will stand by that. I will defend it. I saw a Fever Ray concert at the Roadrunner recently, meaning like 6 months ago. And it was just incredible. I can't wait until they tour here again, because it was awesome and I will be there no matter what. I'll quit my yapping. I have to say quit my yapping once a show, I feel like. Like last year I said waffling, and this time it's quit my yapping. This is the new Burial track, Unknown Summer. It came out this summer on a split single with Code 9. And it's very good. It's nice to hear Burial making like freaky little dance music again instead of like whatever the ambient stuff he was doing was, because I didn't really like it very much. Sorry, Burial. Anyways, enjoy this. Once again, Unknown Summer by Burial. I've got a few more songs left, so keep it locked for another 15 or so minutes for some more good tunes.
Just you're alone, peace and quiet, nothing around you but clear blue sky. It's just you're alone, you've peace and quiet, nothing around you but clear blue sky.
All right, that was Unknown Summer by Burial. 10 minutes later, after I just talked about it as it started, I am back on the mic talking about it again. But it's really nice, honestly, to hear Burial making kind of dancey tunes again. I was telling Lily about this and she was rolling her eyes at me, but Burial's kind of been trying to push like an ambient agenda for the past decade. And what the fans want, what the people want, I'm very sorry, Burial, to say this. What the people want is to hear Burial make dance music and take his like little UK garage frameworks, his techno, his house frameworks, and put them into like sad, melancholic soundscapes. That's what the people want. It's what we want. That's all I can say. I mean, his album Untrue is a classic because of that. And yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much else to say. Anyways, I'm going to let this next song play. I need to quit my yapping about Burial. This next track is You, in parentheses, Forever, by Against All Logic, which was one of the last songs on their Against All Logic album, 2017 through 2019, which is an album that I feel like sort of gets overlooked today. But in the moment, it was a very special album when it came out back in 2020-ish. I remember listening to it in high school. I don't know. Good stuff, though. I'll let it play, because I'll quit my yapping. I got one more tune for y'all this morning. This is Far Away by Kalela from her new album Raven. Not new anymore. It came out in like earlier this year. I was still in school in my freshman year when it came out. Now I'm a sophomore, so time has passed. But this, I believe, is the final track. Very good stuff. Anyways, I'd like to make my closing remarks for the morning. This has been Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Radio Hour. No, the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. What am I saying? forgetting my own show name, on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'd like to give a shout out to Alex English, all-time leading Denver Nuggets scorer, absolute legend on the court. And I would also like to say I hope everyone enjoys their beautiful day. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. If you're not, I also hope you're having an amazing day. It's beautiful outside. Enjoy the weather. Get outside. Have some fun, but don't have too much fun. Anyways, keep it locked for one more hour if you'd like to listen to Fast and Loose with Nate. He will be on after me, spinning it as usual. And yeah, thanks for listening today, or thanks for not listening. Love you. Bye.